Page 66. Listen to activate vocabulary. Exercise B. Listen to each conversation and complete the chart with the pet and its pros and cons. Use the vocabulary. Listen again if necessary. Conversation 1.
Honey, there's this guy Ethan who works in the mailroom at the office.
Yeah?
Well, he's looking for a good home for his cat. Apparently, his wife is allergic.
Uh-huh.
I felt sorry for the cat, so I went over to his place, and the cat's amazing. And you know how much I've always wanted one.
Uh-oh.
No, seriously. What would you think of adopting it and taking it in as our cat?
I'm not so sure. I've heard they shed and their hair gets all over everything. On the furniture, on your clothes. I couldn't put up with that. Who wants to clean up cat hair all the time?
Well, this one's a Siamese. They're not supposed to shed their hair as much as other cats. And you know, cats don't need much. They're pretty easy to take care of.
I suppose that's true. My grandmother had one. And I have to admit, her cat was very sweet and loving.
Conversation 2.
Oh, isn't she a cutie?
I guess.
Look at her with those long ears. Aren't you a cute little wabbit?
Look, I'm not so sure a rabbit is a good idea.
Come on, the kids would love her.
Yeah, and they'd scare her to death. Rabbits get frightened really easily, you know.
But the kids have always wanted a rabbit, and everyone says rabbits are great with kids. They're not dangerous at all.
Well, I suppose taking care of a rabbit would teach them a little responsibility.
I'm sure it would. They'd have to feed it every day, and they'd have to learn not to scare it.
Conversation 3.
What would you think about getting a parrot?
What? You're kidding, right? You know they cost an arm and a leg.
Who cares? They make great companions. Once they get used to you, they're really friendly and love attention.
I don't know. I've heard they can do a lot of damage. They like to chew on things like wooden chairs.
Well, not if you keep them in a cage.
And I've heard they require a lot of care and attention. Between feeding them and cleaning the cage, it's a ton of work.
Well, just think about it, okay?
Conversation 4.
You know, there have been 3 burglaries in our neighborhood in the last month. I think we should get a big watchdog.
Are you serious? We don't need a dog.
If we had a dog and someone tried to break in, it would make a lot of noise and scare him away.
To be honest, I think a big dog would be more trouble than it's worth. It could be very hard to control, and then we'd have to worry about it hurting the kids.
Oh, come on. It depends on the kind of dog you get. Most big dogs are active and fun-loving. They love to play with kids. And all dogs are very reliable and attentive to their owners, both adults and kids.